my walk with God, I realized that darkness and light are forces. Every single day, those two forces pull you. When there is no money in your pocket, darkness is pulling. When you have just a coin, but you follow that leading to give, light is pulling. The men, as they walk with God, men and women who have walked with God, they have learned to nurture and recognize the pull of light. You guys know, if you've studied your Bible, you know that there are three heavens that are implied in Scripture. The first heaven, which is the sky, but is not limited to the sky, because there are heavenly places in the first heaven. The second heaven begins with outer space, but is not limited to that, because there are heavenly places in the second heaven. Then the third heaven, which is the God realm, there are heavenly places there. When Adam was created on earth, Adam was created as king of this earth, quote unquote. We don't see a revelation of the throne of God. Men, as they walked with God continuously, got different revelations of God, and the revelation that you got of God determined the next step or the next level that you went to. I cannot carry your revelation of God without having it. The revelation of the throne room of God was a secret. Until we reach Exodus chapter 19, God shows up, and the Bible says God tells Moses, prepare the people, I'm coming. And it says that on the third day in the morning, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount. Please understand that before this event, no man had ever had a scenario like that, where God shows up in all his power. But what actually happened is that the throne of God from heaven showed up on that mountain. And I'll prove it to you. It showed up, but it was not seen because it was shrouded by lightning, thunder, and clouds. The next time we see a throne in Scripture, the next time it's implied, Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 6, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, he sees the Lord seated upon the throne. The next time we see a throne mentioned in Scripture is Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. Isaiah didn't see that. Daniel is caught up in the spirit, sees who he calls the Ancient of Days. He sees a throne. He sees thousands upon thousands ministering. Then he sees one like the Son of Man, who is in fact Christ. And he says, nations were given unto him. Now what Daniel is seeing is what happened when Jesus resurrected. He's seeing the future. The next time we see a throne is by a man called Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. These other guys never saw that. They're all seeing the same thing, but different ways. The next time we see a throne, John the Revelator is on the island of Patmos. A voice said, come up here. And he went, and Scripture says he sees a throne, and beneath it was a sea of glass. Revelations chapter 4 and verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, familiar, Moses saw that. And thunderings, familiar, and voices, familiar. John's experience is yours. Many people are in a hurry to get results in life, which is okay. But the Bible says that Enoch walked with God. He didn't run ahead, and he didn't go behind. Take time to walk with God. Your relationship with God is that life drawing you closer to the experience of that throne. But there is a walk that you can have with God, the highest intimacy of which is to be at the very foot of his throne.